What is up, Ravens Flock? Huge shout out for your support for the 410 Sports Talk. Chance and Glenn are the best in the business. They're killing it right now. They love talking Raven talk. Make sure you go subscribe to their channel. Let's go, Ravens. Big trust.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin, and we are here to talk about what is upcoming, I believe Monday, if I'm not mistaken, the legal tampering window up for the NFL. So we're here to talk about none other than free agents. Now, we're going to do something important here. Everyone, every fan base of every team starts talking about their wish list. Glenn, I remember at Christmas, back in the day, I'm going to date myself, used to have the Toys R Us magazines, and I'd go through with my pen and I'd circle things, and my mom's like, circle three things, and I end up circling everything in the magazine. You know, like, I know that's what we all want to do, but one of the things we're going to do today is Glenn and I, each of us, are going to have two players that we think reasonably the Ravens could afford and that the Ravens that are at Ravens positions of need. That's important because the Ravens are barely cap compliant at this point today, and we don't see them being able to, you know, to open up the floodgates, even with some restructures that they could have. So before we break all this down from a free agency standpoint, give us a take a second. Give us a like, helps out with the algorithm, and of course, subscribe, and make sure you check us out anywhere on your Apple Podcasts. But Glenn, talk to me about how you're kind of looking at this scenario and how you whittled down your two players.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I wanted to make sure that we get two players that could logically fit the Ravens, and specifically under the salary cap, because with the extension to Justin Madubuike, which got the Ravens cap compliant, they're basically right at the total cap number as it stands. So they don't have a ton of flexibility. Now, we expect there to be moves made, extensions, and restructures of deals to help create additional space. And if they can't restructure or extend, then they may have to make some tough cuts. But so we do expect there to be some additional cap space. But let's be honest, Jimbo, with eight draft picks that you have to sign, with having a buffer that you're going to want to enter the season with, every team does it, they're going to be doing it as well. There's just, even if they extend everyone they can, restructure anyone they can, there's only so much they can do when you have highly paid, very talented players. So all these, the two guys I'm going to mention are guys that are realistic. Of course, I'd love to have all the hot names out there, but it's just not, I could sit here and tell you, but it'd be silly because it's not realistic. So I wanted to preface that, or my picks by letting you know that, look, I mean, I want Jadeveon Clowney back, but do I think the Ravens can afford him? I'm not so sure about that. I want Kyle Van Noy back. But did he price himself out of Baltimore? Maybe. But I do think the Ravens have a pretty glaring need at the edge position. So I'm going to point out he's 27 and a half years old. Derek Barnett, formerly of made his fame mostly with the Philadelphia Eagles, but then had had a bit of a resurgence in weeks 14 to 18 this past season when he was acquired by the Houston Texans, where after he cleared waivers. And in weeks 14 to 18, Jimbo, getting a change of scenery. I mean, let's not forget that Eagles locker room was a mess last season. They went from number one in every power rankings to just, they fell off a cliff and they were ready to fire everyone. They did fire most. Somehow Nick Sirianni kept his job, but they fired everyone else, certainly on the defensive side of the ball. So I think he needed a fresh start. He got it. He got that fresh start in Houston. And in those five games, he had 2.5 sacks, added 9 more quarterback hits. He earned an 86.1 pass rush grade with a 22.7% pass rush win rate, which is extremely impressive. It's pretty clear that if you put this guy in a role, in a specific role, go get the passer, he can perform. And his projected value, and this is another part of the reason why I'm bringing him up, his projected contract value is just $5 million per year at 27 years old. I mean, you can get this guy on the cheap, and he was a big, big ad for the Houston Texans down the stretch. I think he needed that change of scenery, and I think there's no better scenery, Jimbo, than playing for the Baltimore Ravens and the culture that they've brought here. I think he'll be happier here than he would be anywhere else, and it's pretty clear that I think if Derek Barnett is happy and in a good situation, then he'll perform.
Yeah, I like it, Glenn. All right. I really like it. It's interesting because we went to a guy, we went to the same position, different guys. Now, I understand your justifications for taking him, but I'm just going to let you know my guy at the same position.
Better than this guy?
Well, I'm going with the guy that we know as far as us willing to make him. I think so. His value is certainly less than Jadeveon Clowney's at 1 year, mm-hmm. $5 million. Mm-hmm. But I think if you look at what the Ravens can do, I think it is reasonable that they could expend, they could spend $9 million on Clowney based on a few moves they can make.
Oh, hold on now. So you're saying they bring Clowney back?
They bring Clowney back is my guy at edge.
That's your guy. Okay.
I think it is still within the relative. I think it is still reasonable to say that's an affordable contract that the Ravens could finagle, right? Could end up getting into the cap. You talked about a couple things that I just want to point out. One, had a bounce back year,
mm-hmm.
and was happy where he played football. I realize he's older. I realize, you know, his contract would probably be higher. But I really think that this is a match to be made for Clowney and his value. I think it will be highest here and for the Baltimore Ravens. And, you know, for lack of a better term, because I don't have one, sometimes it's better to go with the evil that you know than the evil that you don't know. Mm-hmm. Right. So what I'm not saying that either of these guys are evil, just a saying. The point is that we know Clowney, mm-hmm. right? We know that he's happy here and we know what type of football player he is. So I say you roll with it. And you take Jadeveon Clowney, you give him another year, and you see what he can do. So that's my guy. Yeah. I'm going with. I think.
Do you think they can make that work?
I think that they can. I think there's enough maneuverability left
mm-hmm.
to make it work. Yeah, and it might be because my second guy might be cheaper than your second guy. I'd be interested to know who your number two is.
No, I'm shopping at the bargain shelf, Jim. Oh boy, both. I will tell you that I would love this if they brought Clowney back. My only concern is, can they afford him? But if you're asking me Jadeveon Clowney or Derek Barnett, I'd of course go with Jadeveon Clowney because of what he does as a run defender,
sure.
on top of what he does as a pass rusher, which was, I mean, he had his best season ever as a pass rusher, highest pressure rate, highest pass rush win rate, most total pressures, anything you want to know, he did it all. So I'd like him. I just don't know if they can afford him. All right, well, let me tell you about my next guy, okay? There's another area of need here in Baltimore. And look, everybody wants Josh Jacobs. They want Derrick Henry. They want Saquon Barkley. I think that's who you wanted. But mm-hmm. I don't think they can afford any of those guys. And I don't think it's necessary. It's all that necessary to spend that kind of money at the running back position when this team has shown that they can find running backs, even if they're not drafting them as undrafted free agents. When you look at what they got with Gus Edwards, Keaton Mitchell, I mean, can you ask for much more from an undrafted player? So I do think that they can bargain shop, but mm-hmm. one area where I think that it could be interesting. I mean, mm-hmm. if they decide to go with this is back to running back, and it's a familiar face. You know, we both have one guy coming back. I got a guy coming back too.
Oh, dang it.
No. Did you pick my same guy?
I can't see your screen. Yes, Glenn.
No. Yes. No. Look.
Yes.
I mean, I can't lie. Part of it's the $2 million projected salary.
Not part of it. The majority of it, right? Like,
it's not the majority. Look, he's 25 years old. And while he's had devastating injuries to start his career that have no doubt altered his career forever, I believe in the fact that, for one, he got the same Achilles surgery as Kobe. And we saw what happened when Kobe came back, okay? Mm-hmm. He came back. He was still doing his thing. Aaron Rodgers was his rehab buddy. We kept seeing him popping in when Aaron Rodgers was on the McAfee show. He'd pop mm-hmm. in the background. But also recently we saw a video of him sprinting. And I know that if you're coming off an Achilles injury, the big thing, at least whenever I see it torn, it's typically when a guy is trying to take off, sprint, go forwards. So to see him sprinting at that speed tells me that at least he's on track to be ready for the start of this upcoming season. And if for $2 million, hey, let's see what they got in J.K. Dobbins. Now, of course, J.K. has to want to be back, and he may very well want a fresh start elsewhere. But if he's willing to come back, I think at that price point, you kick the tires, you see what he's got. He's only 25 years old, and let's just see if that youth has aided in the healing from these gruesome injuries, and let's see what he's got. But does that mean that you have to change your guy, Jimbo, or are you just doubling down?
No, yeah, I'm doubling down. And when I mean majority, what I mean is that the only reason we're looking at even, you know, considering this is because, you know, he falls within that bucket of like, okay, the first check mark is, can we afford him, right? Because we can't afford him, you know.
Cross him off.
Right. But ultimately, I agree with all your points. He has to want to be here. If he wants to be here, I think the Ravens go after him because I think his value is highest here based on what Monken wants to do. I still think we missed something last year. It would have been so exciting to see JK in Monken's offense. I still want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this, as good as I know that Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry are all good in their own right, but I don't think there's a, if JK is healthy, I don't think there's a gaping distance in this offense as far as impact that JK can have based on how Monken uses the running back and sometimes doesn't use the running back. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think that has to come into effect. Right. So think about it. If we had Derrick Henry in the AFC championship game again, and he's on the bench, you know what I'm not saying that will happen again, but I think that he can be just as impactful for a fraction of the price, all based on injury. We'll see how it turns out for him, all based on health, excuse me. But I think this is a match made in heaven because you go with the evil that you know, right? Mm-hmm. Not the evil that you don't know. So, yeah, I'd love to see JK back as long as he wants to be here. My last question about JK to you, Glenn, or really my only important one, how do you feel about, what's your take outside looking in? Do you think he wants to be here?
I mean, it's hard to know. I can see it from both sides. Like, I can certainly see an angle where, hey, if I was JK, he obviously had some issues with the previous training staff and felt he's made it known that he felt that they at least had some responsibility for his injuries. And so maybe he does have some resentment towards the organization for sticking mm-hmm. with a guy like Steve Saunders, even though there was known issues and people were complaining. I can understand why he'd want a fresh start. But I also got to believe that he's talked to other veterans, certainly on the team, who have let them know like what to expect elsewhere. And everything we've heard from veterans that come in, say it's not like this elsewhere. It's not, you know, it's not every culture is like the Ravens culture. And I mean, John mentioned what Clowney's agent said. He says the first year he's finished the season happy. I think if JK values the culture here and was happy, you know, outside of those injury year, which I guess it's kind of tough to be happy when you're going through injury after injury. But if he was happy with what else was happening other than the injuries, then maybe he will choose to stay here. I don't think his market is going to like, I don't think the Ravens have to worry about being outbid.
Yeah.
I think his best value is here. Mm-hmm. So that part isn't there, but I could see an angle where he goes, you know what? I just need a fresh start. I want to start somewhere else. But to your, you know, the fact that we're talking about, like, you want JK and Clowney.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. What would you rather have, JK and Clowney or like Derek Barnett and Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, but you're talking $11 million to $18
million. Well, I mean, Clowney is projected to get 9.
Right, so 11 and 2 is 11. I mean, 9 and 2 is 11.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we come up with 18. And then, you know, 5 and 13 for Barkley.
Is he projected 13?
13 a year, yeah.
Let me see this, dude.
Yeah, he's the top one.
Let's see. Eckler, I think he's done.
Yeah.
Maybe Pollard. I don't know. Let me see here. Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
$9 million. Okay, there's Jacobs, 11. All right, what about Jacobs?
Oh, 12. Sorry, $12 million. There you go. So you're talking 16 instead of 11.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to come up with an extra 5. You're giving me Josh Jacobs, and yeah, I'll take Josh Jacobs.
And Derek Barnett over JK sure. and Clowney?
Sure.
Okay, because then you'd only need, what, $4 million more?
Well, let's see. What's he at? 12. What's he at? 11 and 5, 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5 more. 5 more.
Okay.
You have to come up with 5.
You can find 5 more in the couch cushions, Jimbo, yeah, couldn't you?
Yeah, just call up Steve.
I think you can figure it out.
I'll use that for a tip.
But I mean, look, I think with the sum of the whole video here is that the Ravens are going to have to be creative, and they're going to have to hope they get lucky like they did last year. Guys, don't, like, what they did last year from a value standpoint with guys like Darby, Kyle Van Noy, and Jadeveon Clowney was insane. To get that kind of return on that investment is not something you can just expect. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hard to replicate that, Jimbo. Like, Eric DaCosta set a pretty high bar for himself to even try and get close to it, much less, you know, that John always talks about, we want to get better. Yeah. To get better than what you got on that return, I mean, holy smokes. I just hope that if it's not those guys, if those guys have priced themselves out because of their performance, that he finds another couple diamonds in the rough and can kind of emulate what he did this past season.
Yeah, now I just want to throw one more dark horse in there. And coincidentally, he's also a former Raven, and I don't know exactly the status of the situation. I know the Ravens did not apparently them and Zeitler, they didn't have, you know, conversations about an extension, but I heard something today. Cordell Woodland said something insightful today. He said, can you get to the AFC Championship game without having some semblance of continuity at the offensive line between last year and this year? So what he said is, if you got rid of everyone except Zeitler, I mean, not Zeitler,
Linderbaum,
what are your actual chances of having a top flight offensive line? Right, if you just, you know, had two new tackles, two new guards,
I think so, if they were good,
and they were good, right? I understand. So what I'm trying to say is, I understood his point to a certain extent. I'm not like, you know, we're sticking with Ronnie probably because of contractual reasons. I'm okay with switching out someone else for Moses, but I would like some more continuity. And there's a potential that if this is a deep interior lineman draft, that Zeitler might not get the money he's looking for. That's all I'm saying. There's a potential there. So I would just keep your eyes out for Zeitler as another guy that could be a return to the team. Because even though they haven't had conversations, he's got to be more in favor of coming back than going to a whole nother team all over again at this point in his career. I got to imagine.
You'd think with that $4 million dead money just doesn't – I can't imagine if the Ravens wanted him back that they would have eaten $4 million in dead money. That even if they re-sign him, that $4 million ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
And that's kind of like, I don't know. So yeah, it'll be an interesting offseason for the Ravens. Bargain shopping
is, like you said though, Glenn. That's what it's gonna be. They're going to like the REI in the back where like the Play It Again Sports.
Oh, you had to go
to like the back, used stuff?
To the back. Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's where the Ravens are going. The used cleats. The
dented.
And,
I mean, they're gonna have to. They're going to have to hope to get lucky. And I think that's what hurt Ravens fans and even the Ravens players. Marlon Humphrey talked about after that AFC Championship game. He said he's looking around. He's going, I don't know how he did. Like, I don't know how DaCosta did it. Like, how did he get this group of players in here? And we all knew. He said we all knew, you know, obviously it wasn't going to be those guys again next year. So let's hope that they can replace those guys that maybe priced themselves out with equal talent. And get those bargains again. But let us know what you guys think. Give us some realistic names on your free agent list wish list. Don't tell us, you know, those guys that just have no shot at coming to Baltimore. I don't want to hear, you know, steal Chris Jones away or anything like that. That's not realistic. Give us some realistic names down the chat below, and we'll talk soon.
See you.